were able to give that back through different travel funds for people in Petersburg to get reimbursed when they have to travel for their cancer costs. We've given $16,000 out. And we also work closely with the Petersburg Medical Center Foundation. This year, we're giving them $4,500 for a high-end treatment chair. Last year, we were able to give back $28,000, and some of that to the Petersburg Medical Center was $5,000 for a mammography unit and another $4,500 for an Accuvain.
Okay, so yeah, that chair, can you tell me more about that?
Sure. So it's a high-end treatment chair. So when patients are receiving chemotherapy in town, they'll have a comfortable chair that, you know, you usually are there for a few hours, sometimes a long time. And so it'll be a comfortable chair where they can receive that treatment in comfort.
Okay. And then it looks like there's also chore service for patients and their families, funding that goes to that. Maybe people have heard announcements on the radio, but there's $1,000 for those PSAs, and we've been hearing them quite a bit this year, informing people of what your organization does.
Right. A big part of our organization is the education, and we do that through working with KFSK on the PSAs. We also updated our cancer resources brochure this year, and that is really great because it has up-to-date information. That's available at the library, at the Petersburg Medical Center, also through Petersburg Mental Health and True North. I'm actually talking about this three-page Opening Doors Cancer Resource brochure that tells where you can go to get information from travel assistance for City Council on Cancer, Wrangell Medical Center, Cancer Care, or Cancer Connection, Angel Flight West. It also talks about Caring Bridge in there and the Petersburg Public Library Cancer Resource Nook, and then the Petersburg Medical Center. They are the foundation that we work with to be the nonprofit.
So I would think that that part of the puzzle would be really important. If somebody just gets notified that they do have cancer, they probably would be really scared. Also just not knowing what to do next.
Yeah, so this is available through the nurses, Petersburg Medical Center, or the library, and it talks about the support and services that we offer locally, like the cancer support group. They meet the first Friday of each month, and it talks about the home chore services through Cornerstone Home Health, and then also Petersburg Rexall Drug, that you can get equipment that you need there at a reduced or free price. Okay. And also the no excuses mammograms are in this brochure. So it's really all the information that a person would need. And like I said, they can just pick it up at the public library.
And no excuses mammography. Does that mean that you don't have to pay for it necessarily?
Yes. You pick up an application at the Petersburg Medical Center, and that's exactly, it can be free.
Okay. Now, Michelle, you work for the U.S. Forest Service as your day job. Why do you participate in this organization also? It takes time and dedication.
Yeah. I was personally affected by cancer, having colon cancer stage 3. And by participating in this, it's a way for me to give back and help others and help make others aware of prevention and then education to make their battle easier.
So stage 3, was that here in Petersburg?
I got my treatment in Wisconsin, where I'm originally from. So I had radiation, chemo, and then I had surgery, and I was able to come back here and finish up my chemo and aftercare. So I was pretty lucky. I was away from home for about 6 months. Having two young children, a husband at the time, I mean, that was the hardest part, being away from my family. But my husband stayed here. They came to visit in the fall, and I had my parents to help me while I was recovering. Then I was able to come back here, which was great, and receive my chemotherapy weekly for 6 months.
Going through what you went through, barely over 40, any advice you would give people?
Just be educated, know your family history, and then preventative always makes sense to go in for your colonoscopy if you have a family history of it. If you don't, just to watch for signs from your body and go in if anything's abnormal.